Good morning and welcome to Insight, a show about empowering our community. I'm Lorraine Ballard-Morrell. Yep, it is spring. I'm so thrilled. It is my favorite time of the year, a time of rebirth and renewal. Hope you're having a wonderful morning. At least once a year, I get to see Robert Woody Woodard, who is a mainstay in the Philadelphia area. He is not only one of the most recognized barbers in the city of Philadelphia, he is someone who's really made his mission to raise awareness about us as a human family. So glad to have you back in the studio.
Thank you so much, Lorraine, and it's a pleasure always being here. The audience you have is just huge, and we're really happy just to say that we're on your program again, because you're one of the most well-known interviewers with the program that has to do with the community. So reaching out to the community is something that we continue to do at that corner at Bryn Mawr and Lebanon Avenue, Woody's Barbershop. And I meet quite a few people, write in a lot of the newspapers, and I got a chance to write also in Philadelphia Row Magazine. Now, Row Magazine is an Italian magazine, and I'm looking forward to writing in Asian magazines, Indian magazines, you name it, because what I'm writing about is the format of what it means to see race as singular, not as plural. As a matter of fact, this month, Philadelphia Row Magazine, GoHomePhilly.com, you will see on page 88 or 87, I believe, one or the other, you'll see it. It says, food for thought. Is race singular or is it plural to you? It makes you think. So when you go online, there's something called the race test. It's a conversation between myself and a professor of race relations. So therefore, that'll be something I'd like you all to check out for yourselves, www.barbershoptalkhfd.org. Now, what we're going to be doing, we have to go to the mayor's reception room to receive a proclamation from the city of Philadelphia for Human Family Day. This will be our 19th annual Human Family Day. And we continue to bring people of different ethnic backgrounds, not different races, different ethnic backgrounds on board. And this is what we call a human race movement. Dr. King stood for all human beings. He said black kids and white kids, Jews and Gentiles, rich and poor. It didn't matter. What he wanted to do was to make sure that everyone understood the importance and the value of human life. So that's what we stretch for. There's a lot of killings going on in Philadelphia. Over 40,000 people were killed. Nationwide, in Philadelphia, we have many, many killings. But 33% of the 40,000 were blacks killing blacks. Mm-hmm. Now, that's still human life. So as a fellow brother of human beings, everybody should be trying to address this issue. To me, this is a human public health crisis. Mayor Kenney said that he even saw it as a health issue. So going back as far as slavery, there's a doctor by the name of, his name is Dr. Avery August out of Cornell University, has discovered something called epigenetics. You should go online and check him out, Dr. Avery August. And it talks about traumas and things that travel through time that can affect us all. It affects Jewish people, anybody that's went through any traumas in their backgrounds. And a lot of times you'll be surprised what we learn from ourselves as relates to communicating. But we first have to come together. With no communication, there's no learning. So division is what happens when we find divisive tactics to keep people separated. And that's seeing race as plural, not as singular.
Well, you have made it your mission to talk about how we can really see each other as human beings. And that's what the 19th Annual Human Day celebration is all about, celebrating human life and supporting human health. And as usual, you brought some folks in with you that are going to be part of this celebration. Tell us a little bit about some of the folks that you brought here with us today.
Well, these are regular human beings that saw light. Charlie was telling me that he is a previous person in a professional aspect of his job and in life, but he mostly is focused on spirit now. As we get older in our lives, what are you going to leave on the planet? You can't take money with you. But you can leave the spirit of why you were here in the first place. Now, another gentleman, Brother Ron, I call him the same. He's a Jewish gentleman that is now a born-again Christian, which I'm very proud to say that he says, hey, man, I see one race as well. Now, a lot of people reading that magazine, Philadelphia Row Home Magazine, are getting the message now, and I love that. We even have Charlie's son here, and I met him actually before I met Charlie because I exercise out at FDR Park. And we from South Philadelphia called it the Lakes. So the Lakes has been there since I was a kid, and I get on my bicycle and I pretend I'm a kid again. But I'm going to share something with you. Ron plays a harmonica. And when I heard him play, it took me back to moments down south when my parents and grandparents were down there. It can take you all the way back to actually slavery. But looking at Ron being a person of lighter hue, you wouldn't think that he would be playing this kind of music, but it actually goes into your spirit. So anyone listening to this could hear him in his spirit, not in what he looks like on the outside. And I'll be hopefully we'll be able to hear a few of his little selections.
Well, let's talk to Ron Fishman. So tell us who you are.
I grew up in Yaden from a Jewish background, went to Hebrew school since I was 5 years old, you know, bar mitzvahed. And I went in the service and I saw a movie, Jesus of Nazareth, that plays every year. And I never knew the story about Jesus. And when I saw what had happened to him, it angered me. You know, they did this to a man who did nothing, you know, did nothing wrong. So I wanted to learn more about who this person was. A Baptist minister in Charleston, South Carolina, opened up Isaiah 53 to me, and I didn't realize where I was reading, and I read what was written, and he said, "Do you know who they're talking about?" And I said, "I just saw the movie." You know, it's Jesus. And many Jewish people are surprised when they read Isaiah 53 also, that it depicts a man who is suffering and acquainted with grief, and by his stripes we're healed. So when I read that, my eyes were immediately open. And from that point on, I believed that Jesus was the Messiah, the Son of God. And I really didn't even know what that meant. I just knew it. And I'm coming 37 years later, I understand it now. God speaks to your spirit. It's an intuition. When you hear something, you know it's true, but you don't know why you know it's true. You don't have the intellect knowledge, but somebody says something, you say, you know, that sounds right.
It really lands.
It landed.
Right. Well, to move on to your music, apparently Woody thinks you're pretty good. Can you share your music with us and tell
yes.
us how you got involved
yes.
with that?
I've been trying to play this since I was 15 with no success.
That's a very different kind of harmonica. I don't think I've seen one quite like that.
Well, it's a small, it's what they call a 10-hole.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Stevie Wonder.
It was
Stevie
in a
Wonder
case, that's why I didn't recognize it.
64-hole, the bigger ones.
Okay.
It's just a, you know, 10-hole harmonica.
Yeah.
Been trying to play since I was 15. Could not get past Oh Susanna. People tried to teach me. They, you know, other harmonica players.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't get it. And about 4 years ago, and I'm 57 at this time. So if people say it's too late to learn something,
It's not.
So I'm 57, I'm out of work. I look down at my harmonica case, and it speaks to me. Not, you know.
Not literally, not, because then people would question your sanity.
Yeah.
But it actually spoke to your heart.
In my brain, it said, try it. Like,
right.
Pick it up,
uh-huh.
Try it. And I said to myself, what's the point? You know, I can't play. But I did. I picked it up, and ever since that point, I've been able to play.
Well, let's share something with us. What are you going to play?
It's just rhythm.
Okay.
It's just like rhythm and blues. This is more of a country blues, Sonny Terry style. If anybody wants to look him up, a great harmonica player.
A classic blues player.
From the 30s, you
right.
know, 20s and 30s.
Okay. Feel the train coming down the tracks with that one. That was very good. Wow. So this is very interesting. It's almost a magical thing because you went from not really being able to play Oh Susanna to playing this.
What you hear me playing now, I was able to play in just a few weeks of picking it back up after over 20 years of not touching it.
That is very cool. And are you going to be performing at the 19th Annual Human Family Day Celebration?
Yes.
Well, if God wills, yes.
Okay, very cool. Let's talk to the two Charlies here. So your father and son, let's talk to Charlie Sr., Charlie Cianci, and tell us how you met Woody.
I was walking through FDR Pike, Park, and this bicycle whizzed by me, and I said, yo! And naturally, he has a horn on his bike, and he goes, bonk, bonk, and that was the first bump, bump. That's how we said hello. I said, yo, and he said, bump, bump. And so I'm walking, and he's riding rather quickly, and he continued to circle me. I was on one lap, and he was about on his third, and then he decided to give me another honk honk, and then that led into a conversation, and
don't forget the part that you told me you're going in the wrong direction. You should have your eyes on the road.
Absolutely. See here, in this particular park, the traffic goes one way, and if you walk with the traffic, that traffic will run you down clearly. And I walk against the traffic, so I have a chance to at least jump out of the way.
Right.
And I told him, "Oh, you got to go the other way, brother, because you're going to get killed going that way."
Uh-huh.
And so thus began the start of a beautiful friendship. Exactly.
That's right.
We eventually got into a conversation and both discovered that we love our Lord Jesus and we love to proclaim His name. And he being Woody, decided that we call him Woody, by the way.
As do we all.
It's a term of endearment, and as you get to know him, you get to love him even a little more. We started to share things, and then he popped a question to me. Not will I marry him. The question was about the human race and its plurality or singularity. And I said, "Is there only one?" I said, "We have many nations, but you know we're still only one." Last time I checked, you know, we don't have any Martians here. We're all from the planet Earth. And that's the way God made us, with the intention of us all being jewels in His crown, and many colors to intensify the beauty. And, he said, "Where did you get?" And then so forth and so on. And then we started to share more of our inner feelings, and we found that we have this common love for humanity and the freedom of humanity and the freedom to be free.
Mm.
So your son is here with you. Let's talk to Charlie Jr., Charlie Cianci Jr.
I'll basically be commenting on what the other gentlemen do because I haven't interacted as greatly with Robert, but I wasn't surprised to find that he was a Christian. It's a joy to say hello to some people. And he had a little joy about him, I thought, but we didn't have 10-word conversations, but you can tell sometime.
And then we communicated through spirit.
And he tried to encourage me, and I always look forward to seeing him. And just commenting on what I've heard today, before you actually start Isaiah 53, and I may quote this incorrectly, but what they haven't heard, they shall see. Maybe what they haven't seen, they shall hear. And I think the brother expressed it before he played his harmonica, Ronald. And he mentioned that he was in Hebrew school. And if I'm wrong, correct me. I think when the rabbis tell you, they say the Lord is speaking to you in that manner, neshama to neshama, or soul to soul. And that's what the music does. It does the same thing. I once heard music. It was R&B. It was Donny Hathaway. Although it was R&B, he has an obvious gospel background. And I heard this music in 1994. That's what I think the brother expressed with that music. It is that soul to soul.
Mm. Well, listen, I want to get back to you, Woody. The 19th Annual Human Family Day Celebration. Where is it happening? When is it happening? And you also have a news conference that precedes that on April 4th, which is the anniversary of the passing of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., mm-hmm. his assassination, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us, give us all the details.
Okay. Well, we'll be at the mayor's reception room, and that will be on April 4th. Each April 4th, I believe, is a special, special day to all of humanity and the world. Dr. King sacrificed his life, and because of that, we would think that this day, April 4th, is a bad day. But in reality, by us all being together, sharing with you and the rest of the world, his work is not in vain. Please be at the barbershop talk so that we receive our proclamation. Be at the mayor's reception room on April 4th, 12:30 to 2. I invite everybody of all cultures and backgrounds, please come in the name of God to make sure that you understand that we got a job to do. We can't live forever. We have to pass this on.
And then now, on the 19th annual.
On the 19th, yes. We actually have health and human life is worth fighting for. So look forward to seeing all of you from 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. at the Union Baptist Church, Historical Church of Marian Anderson, 1910 Fitzwater Street. Go online. You can actually bring it up. It's Barbershop Talk, hfd.org. www.barbershoptalkhfd.org. And if you want to give me a call, 215-879-9935. You can call the barbershop. That's where it all started.
Well, Woody Woodard, who has been just an advocate in the community and for many years has supported this wonderful event, the annual Human Family Day celebration happening on Sunday, April 28th. It looks like a message that we need now more than ever. I want to thank you so much for joining us today. Also, thanks to the two Charlies, Charles Cianci, Senior and Junior, and also Ron Fishman, the musician. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Lorraine Ballard-Morrow. We'll have more insight after these messages.